Today is gonna be a good day.
This is Will and Woody versus women on the Fox.
Good morning, Melbourne. How you doing? This is a brand new weekend breakfast show for you. It's called Will and Woody versus women.
Mm.
Basically, if you're tuning in for the first week, Woods, I choose a topic.
Yep.
You answer five questions on that topic in the first hour between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Yes.
In the second hour, we get a woman to come in.
Yep.
Between 8 and 9 o'clock, and she answers the same questions. It's a point system.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, see who's better.
Exactly. Today, we've got Tegan Higginbotham coming in,
yep.
Comedian, brilliant writer, actor. And last week, we should mention that Georgia Love did just beat
she
me.
Won. She came to
very close.
She was good, Georgia Love, wasn't she?
Very good. Very good. So let's not.
She's,
you know,
actually quite sexy.
We don't have to talk. Don't talk like that. That's degrading. Don't. She was very intelligent, and I enjoyed talking to her.
She was.
And
she was great.
Did not notice her sexiness at all.
Wow, that's rough.
Well, no, sorry, I did, but I.
And you burnt yourself, you self-righteous.
No. Come on, let's get this
really
started.
Really excited to have Tegan in here. She's on the brand new Whose Line Is It Anyway on Channel 10. She's also got an awesome new comedy show, stand-up show at the Malt House. So we'll talk to her all about that. The topic is luck this morning.
Yeah.
So we're going to crack into it.
Will and Woody versus women.
About to open the account here. We've got Tegan Higginbotham coming in for the second hour of the show, but this is your first question. On the topic of luck, what do you think if I was living in China, which household item can give me bad luck?
In China, I know the sixth floor doesn't exist in China, which I think is stupid because...
The fourth floor.
Is it the fourth?
Yeah.
Well, pretty close. Okay. So I'm thinking something to do with six. I mean, four.
Yeah.
House, four. So China. What does China, they built a wall.
They like rice.
I know.
I mean, go on.
I'll do some more stereotypes. Good at maths. So, maybe like an uneven equation or something.
I'm going to tell you, household item, which can give you bad luck, you get 0 points there.
Oh.
Tegan Higginbotham might get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
If you hit another person with a broom.
Yes.
The hitter gets bad luck and he will ruin his life.
The hitter?
If you hit someone with a broom, you will ruin your life.
That's it. That's what they say. Nothing specific, but your life is ruined.
Your life is ruined.
So you don't know what's going to happen to you, but your life's ruined.
You might get hit by a car. You might fall off a cliff.
And if you hit them with...
Or your loved ones might get poisoned. You don't know.
Yeah,
but
so many ways to ruin your life, isn't there? So many.
Your life is ruined.
Do you reckon anyone's lived to tell the tale?
If they have already whacked someone with a broom.
Well,
don't know.
Be a pretty interesting interview next week, wouldn't it? Here's a Chinese man. Whacked his kid with a broom.
Still.
How's life?
Successful banker here in Melbourne.
But you'd live in fear, wouldn't you? You go, well,
yeah, when's it going to happen?
My life's going to be ruined at some point.
Yeah, maybe that's the great strength of the proverb.
Oh, that you just live your life thinking that.
That's it.
But that's not a bad way to live.
You just die. Oh, what? Perpetually anxious.
At least you're like you're on top of stuff. Like,
your wits about
you. Want to go parachuting, Wang? Nope. That sounds like a good chance for my life to be ruined.
Oh, remember we'll get Tegan Higginbotham's answers after 8 o'clock.
Will and Woody versus women.
Woods, I'm asking you five questions.
Mm-hmm.
As always, this morning's the topic is luck. Tegan Higginbotham's coming in the second hour for the same questions, and then we're going to see who takes home the chockies at the end of that. Why is it bad luck to walk under a ladder?
Oh, good question. I stick to it, but I've never known why.
You stick to it?
Yeah, I never walk under ladders, ever.
Really?
Yep.
That's what I found fascinating about all this stuff is that a lot of the myths or a lot of the superstition that attaches itself to good luck or bad luck, we don't know why. But we're completely obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like seeing a black cat, spilling salt on a table.
Because even if there's a...
All of that, people knock on wood.
Yeah, because even if there's a 2% chance that it is right...
It's not right.
You don't want to risk it.
It's not right.
No, say a 1% chance.
No, it's not a percent chance.
0.02% chance.
There's no chance.
There's a chance. There has to be a chance. There's a chance of everything.
But you do it. That's the ridiculous thing. You don't know why it's bad luck.
No,
but
well,
you
I'm
do
looking
it.
Forward to hearing.
Okay. So, the Egyptians believed that the ladder made a triangle with the wall and the floor.
Yep.
Right? And the triangle was like this trinity of gods that they believed in. So it's like the yep. sun god, the god of the
Hence,
earth and the god
pyramids
of
and stuff.
Hell.
The Egyptians are obsessed with
love triangles. Love
yeah.
them. So if you walk through the triangle,
yeah.
you desecrate the holy trinity of their gods.
Right.
And as a result, it's really bad luck.
What if so? What if you walk through any triangle?
Well, where else is there a triangle?
Heaps of places.
When was the last time you walked through a triangle other than when there's a ladder against a wall?
Walking into a tent. Cop that.
Not really a triangle.
Yes, it is.
Not,
yes, it
not
is.
Not in a modern tent. Not in a modern tent.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Like a, no, it's not. It's like a
okay.
it's half a semicircle.
If you walk
it's
into an old school tent. You bought an old school tent because you're a hipster and you're at Big Day Out. Oh, it's not a sleepover one. You're at a music festival.
All right, okay.
Bang. Every time you walk in the door or eating a pizza, you go, oh, mate, do you want to... Oh, you don't really walk through a piece of pizza.
Will and Woody versus women.
So I ask Woody five questions on the topic of the day, which is luck, and then Tegan Higginbotham Woods is coming in the second hour.
Haven't got a point yet.
No.
But feeling good.
Good. Good. Next question. Shayna Richardson.
Yep.
This is another good luck story.
Mm-hmm.
Fell from a plane, or jumped from a plane, 3,000 feet.
Not smart.
Parachute doesn't open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she had a parachute on. Yep.
Falls into a parking lot.
Parking lot?
Yep.
Okay.
She survives.
Yep.
Four surgeries and 15 plates in her face.
Only the face?
Yeah.
So everything was fine apart from
no,
that?
I don't know about that. She didn't just okay. fall... directly onto her face.
No, so, well, the chance of it. Then who leads with their face in that scenario?
I don't think you got a choice. You surely wouldn't have a choice. Surely you passed out.
Oh, surely you could flick your feet forward. Wouldn't you? You wouldn't pass out. Would you? No, you wouldn't pass out.
I'd go head first. Personally, I'd go head first.
No, you would not.
Yes,
I would.
Would
definitely go foot first.
No,
that
no.
Is the, that, is the,
way more,
that is the dumbest thing
no
you've
way.
Ever said.
If you are falling, if
yes.
you're falling right, you know you're going to die. You
know, well, not, on the, not
well,
in this case.
Okay, let's just say you're 3,000 feet, right?
Yeah.
You know you're going to die. It's 1,000 metres in the air. It's a kilometre in the air,
yeah.
right? You're
yeah.
probably going to die.
Yeah, you hit terminal
right?
velocity.
Yeah, you hit terminal fly. Velocity.
Yeah.
So you're probably travelling very quickly towards the centre of the earth.
Yeah, you are very quick. But I would hit the ground with feet and then bend and roll. Bend and roll.
No, you... No, you wouldn't.
I'd break
no,
my
no, be realistic,
probably,
be realistic with me here.
I am being realistic
no,
with you. There's no way I would leave with my face. Anyway, what are you going to ask me about this?
Shayna Richardson survives.
Yeah.
What else did they find out about her when she got to hospital that was particularly lucky?
Well, other than the fact that she survived
yes.
a fall from 3,000 feet.
Yes.
Oh, when they were doing tests on her, they found out she had cancer.
No, but, she's oh. lucky. She's not unlucky.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, oh, sorry. You've survived the drop. Bad news is you've only got 2 weeks to live.
No, I thought, and I thought they'd go, and we can treat it. You wouldn't have found it otherwise. Like, I think I'm on the right line where they're doing tests on it and they go, oh, wow, we actually found out that you've got an aneurysm in your brain
and
or
we
something.
Managed to get that out as well.
Yes.
So you would have died.
Yes.
Wow, that would have been very lucky. Incorrect, though. Shayna Richardson survived the 3,000 feet fall.
Yes, got that.
And so did her 2-week-year-old fetus.
Did she know she was pregnant?
No idea.
She had no idea she
no
was
idea.
Pregnant. Wow.
Yeah.
And both survived.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an uplifting story.
Crazy, isn't it? Remember, you can stay tuned with us. Let's see if Tegan Higginbotham, who's going to be joining us on Will and Woody versus Women in the second hour.
Will and Woody versus Women.
Next question. What happened to, I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, she's Norwegian, Hege Jeanette Oksentz.
Yep.
After she gave birth to each of her 3 children, what happened to Hege Jeanette Oksentz?
I'm assuming this is another good luck story.
After she gave birth to her three children. Yes, this is a good luck story.
So gave birth to her three children, like triplets, or they were segmented?
No. There was like, let's say, at least a year between each of them.
Right. Yeah. Very normal amount of time in between pregnancies. Perfect.
Yeah.
So she's had it. She's just after her third one's popped out. Something's happened.
Yeah. No, it happened after each of them.
Oh.
So every time she had a baby,
yeah,
something happened to her.
And it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I'd say popping out, you know, a genius baby or something. Or a baby
it turns out,
walk
turns
and
out
talk
the baby's
already.
Super smart.
So all three of them popped out going, "G'day, mum. How are you? Your womb is
thanks for the ride.
Horrific. Thank God I'm out of here." So that'd be one, but I know that that's not true. I would have heard about
that. Oh, come on. That's your answer.
No,
that has to be your answer.
I was just saying that would be one of the examples of what it could possibly be. The answer is she's got perfect eyes. All three of them have got her eyes.
God, that's lame.
Well, God, you try and...
After her first child was born...
Yeah. She won the lottery.
Her dad won the lottery. After her second child was born...
Hey, can you... I just guess
she
that.
Won the lottery. After her third child was born... Her brother won the lottery.
Wow.
Her family won the lottery for every time she gave birth.
Were they really pushing her to pop out of four? Because the sister's like, oh, come on. One more.
All right, we're going to find out what Tegan Higginbotham thinks about that.
Will and Woody versus women.
I ask Woody five questions on the topic of the day, which is luck. And then Tegan Higginbotham Woods is coming in the second hour. All right, a guy called Bill Morgan. Had an accident at work.
Yeah.
From the accident. So he got hit by a truck or something.
Yeah.
At work. From the accident at work, he had a heart condition.
Yep.
And he was near death.
Yep.
Right?
And his family got told.
No, he was near death. So he was 30. And then he got engaged.
Yep.
He miraculously survived.
Yep.
He then got engaged.
Yep.
He got a new job.
Yep.
And then... he won a car.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What do you think happened when he went to go and show the news team that was doing this story on this bloke?
Mm-hmm.
He went to go and show them how he won the car.
How he won the car?
Yeah. So he walks into the Tattersalls. He's like, this is how I won the car.
The Tattersalls?
Yeah.
Oh, as in he walks in with the news crew and goes,
and he's like,
hey, everyone, this
all
was...
right, so this is what happened. So basically I had this horrible accident. I had this heart condition. I thought I was going to die. And then I got a new job. I got engaged.
Yeah.
And then I came in here and I won a car.
Okay. So as he's showing it, he goes to the news crew. I've definitely got this and I'm bloody pumped to have a win at the end.
Yeah.
He walks in and he goes, I walked up to the front here. I bought this ticket here.
Yeah.
I simply scratched it there. So scratch one, two. Oh, I've just won $1 million. That's what you've bloody done, haven't I? As he scratched it, showing the thing.
Have a listen.
Got so much to look forward to.
He didn't know it, but that included an engagement, a new job, the new car, and even more good luck when we asked Bill to reenact buying his scratchy ticket.
I just won $250,000. I'm not joking.
You're not, are you?
I just won $250,000.
Bill!
You've got to do yourself a favour and go and check that out. It is absolutely unbelievable. When he actually wins, he's about to collapse.
No, I bet he did.
I just won $250,000. I'm not joking.
You're not, are you?
I just won $250,000.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I got that right, by the way.
You got it right.
That's full point.
You're going into Tegan Higginbotham with a head of steam.
Hell yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling confident for you.
Well, hang on. I've only got 1.5 points.
Yeah. Still not strong. No, not strong at all.
Ooh, today is gonna be a good day.
This is Will and Woody versus women on the Fox.
Hey, yeah, it's Will and Woody vs. Women on 101.9 The Fox. This is a brand new weekend show between 7 and 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Woods, I've asked you five questions on the topic of luck.
Yep.
Between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Got all your answers in. If you want to listen to them, you can catch them on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we bring in the very wonderful Tegan Higginbotham for the second hour. Hey, Tegan.
Hello.
How
are
you going?
Thank you for having me. I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
Pleasure to have you on board, mate. Obviously, you haven't heard the first hour. If you have, that's actually quite brilliant. We actually haven't thought of that.
No, I haven't. I am definitely going in here. I don't know any of the questions. It's all good.
That's actually a deep flaw in the model.
It really is.
It really is. I should have just tuned in.
If you listen to us on the way here, you could get 5 out of 5. Pretty.
The segment lasts like a minute. I'm just like, that's the answer.
Tegan, thanks for joining us, mate. Now, I'm going to take your word on it that you haven't cheated. Tegan is also a quiz specialist, and more importantly, she is on the brand new Whose Line Is It Anyway, which premiered on 10 last Monday night.
It did, and it was a really funny one because, well, not a funny one, it's a rotating cast and everybody in the show is so wonderful. But I also do often tell people to tune in because I'm like, I'm on this show, and I wasn't in that episode. And everybody's like, you're a big fat liar. But no, I swear I am in it eventually.
Good.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's coming.
Okay, right. So you will be on soon.
Yes. Right. Or maybe can we, not. No, I definitely will.
Can we confidently say in 2 days you're going to be on Monday night, this Monday night?
Oh, let's give it a whirl.
Yeah, okay. She's going to be there. Lock it in, everyone.
She might be on. Whose Line Is It Anyway? This Monday. But if you don't want to see her there, of course, please listen to the next hour with Tegan. We're very pumped to have her on the show. But Tegan, you've got a brand new Melbourne International Comedy Festival show called Go to Hell at the Malt House Theatre.
I do.
Exciting. So, geez, Woody, sounds like she's a talented gal.
Yeah, but I'm a bloody talented man. Yes. As everyone found out in the first hour.
We've got 5 questions on the topic of luck with Tegan Higginbotham.
Will and Woody versus women.
Woods, I asked you 5 questions in the first hour on the topic of luck.
Yes,
you
I believe
came away
I got
with
1.5 points.
1.5 points. Tegan Higginbotham is in here for the second hour up until 9 o'clock answering questions on the same topic, which is luck. All right, Tegan. Okay, so your first question is this. All right. Shayna Richardson.
Right. Made up person. Keep going.
No, it's all factual. I'm a fact here, all right?
Okay.
Shayna Richardson.
Yes. Right,
fell from a plane.
God.
3,000 feet.
Yep.
Into a parking lot. Right?
All right. I understand that getting a parking spot at Chadston during Christmas.
Fell from a plane, right? Yep. Her parachute didn't open, hit a parking lot. She survived.
God.
4 surgeries, 15 plates in her face. But.
Wow.
After they operated on her, she was about to get another piece of very lucky news. What do you think that was?
Right. So when they operated on her.
So after all, so she's just recovered. She's in bed and they're like,
right.
By the way, Shayna, first of all, congratulations. You're living.
Yep.
Second of
There's an entire dinner service in your face. Well done.
Yeah, exactly right. Good. Yeah. Third, what do you think that was? Why was she so lucky?
Was she lucky because the paramedic who picked her up was John Hamm, who is now in love with her?
Wow.
Because of what she's been through, you know, one of those bonding things.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice answer, Tegan, but it's incorrect.
Damn it. It's incorrect. Why was she lucky?
Yeah, she actually met John Hamm, who was the paramedic.
You always go with the second answer. You always go with it.
No, Shayna Richardson was so lucky because after she had survived all of that, the doctors walked in saying, congratulations. By the way, we've also got to tell you, you are 2 weeks pregnant.
No, she's not.
Yeah, and your 2-week-year-old fetus has survived the drop as well.
Way.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. As soon as the baby was born, did like the Department of Human Services or whatever just come and take the baby away? Being like, we don't trust you. You've already done a very bad job. What a story though for her though. I mean, just wow. Yeah. Has she written a book? Because she must
write a book.
Don't
think so. I think she's just got a nice little meme flying around about her, which is pretty sweet.
Well, that's all you really want these days, isn't it? You just want to be a solid meme at the end of the day.
Yeah, way better than a book.
Will and Woody versus women.
The lovely Tegan Higginbotham is in here for the next hour, the whole hour we've got her till 9 o'clock, see if she can get more points than you on the same questions. Tegan, question 2. If I was living in China.
Yes.
I was good at my Chinese questions, just so you know.
Which household item can give me bad luck?
All right. Very good question. Question.
Padding here is elite, can I just say. I don't know where you learned to pad, but it really is good.
Okay.
First one, compliment the questioner.
Compliment the question. I'm trying to think, like, okay, what do I know about, China and luck and all that sort of stuff? When I was younger, I was convinced that there were monsters in the hairdryer and that I could hear voices in the hairdryer.
Wow, because of the noise.
Yeah, and I could, like, if Mum tried to dry my hair, the hairdryer would be whispering to me. I'm not sure exactly what, probably kill her or something like that. The hairdryer made me do it.
Whoa.
But that doesn't seem
what
like
sort
a very...
Of, hang on, what sort of... Can I just... What sort of voice is coming out of your hairdryer?
It was as if it was whispering. Am I giving away too much about my childhood now?
Absolutely. No, you probably are, but we want to know more.
There was whispering.
So it was a satanic voice in the hairdryer.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the devil was in the hairdryer.
Wow. Did you ever like listen, like actually do what the hairdryer was saying?
I don't think I did, but I know that I forced my dad to like take the hairdryer physically apart so I could look inside it and see that there was nothing inside the hairdryer.
And how do you feel about hairdryers now? Like, do you still dry your hair with a hairdryer?
I love them. I've got such beautiful locks, and I love my hairdryer.
Oh wow!
But really, I don't think it's reasonable to assume that the rest of China are hearing the devil in hairdryers either. I don't think that seems right. What do I think could be unlucky? I mean, it's such a weird thing, isn't it? Can I get a clue? Can I get one more clue?
I am going to overrule the clue. You do not get it.
All right, fine. You know what? They hear the devil in the hairdryer. I'm going with the hairdryer.
Yes, very good. Incorrect, but very good. I'm going to give you a point for courage. Okay, Tegan. The household item which gives you bad luck in China is if you hit another person with a broom... The hitter will get bad luck and ruin his life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's, I guess there are no small Chinese children playing Quidditch.
No.
Will and Woody versus women.
All right, moving into the next question.
Okay.
Tegan Higginbotham, who's joining us on Will and Woody versus women, who might have already beaten Woody, but she could lose points.
No,
she could lose points.
I'm still half a point up, aren't I?
Oh,
who knows?
Now I've got something to strive for.
Yeah,
okay, half a point.
I'm showing my cards too early.
Tegan.
Yes.
Tegan, why is it bad luck to walk under a ladder?
All right. You know what? Here we go.
Yeah.
So my dad's a house painter, right? And they leave their paint pots on the ladder, but that's besides the point. So when I was younger, I got one of Dad's ladders and I lay it down flat on the grass. And then I put one of his what would you call it? It's like this, just these long planks that they use to get up on top of roofs and stuff. I put that on top of it to make a seesaw, made my own little makeshift seesaw.
Delightful.
But, sounds delightful. I kind of fell off the seesaw, fell backwards onto my own arm and broke both the bones in my arm.
Oh!
So as I sit here saying that all this superstition around ladders is bollocks, a ladder broke both the bones in my arm. I had to go into surgery and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of someone breaking both bones in their arm.
It was really bad. It was pretty traumatic.
Why does that explain, though, why not to walk under a ladder? Because you weren't really under it, though, were you?
No, that's true. I was on it and my butt was the thing that broke my arm, not the ladder.
Yeah.
That's the superstition of don't go lying on ladders where you put a plank on top of it.
It's a less known saying. I mean, it's a less known saying, but it's the same.
Don't make your own play equipment in your back garden.
Now,
I think that walking under a ladder is bad luck because stuff that is sitting on the ladders will fall on you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Logical answer. Interestingly enough, incorrect.
Really?
Now, the origin, surprisingly, the origins of it's bad luck walking under a ladder actually comes from an Egyptian... all the way back, like ancient Egypt. So they had this thing with triangles because they represented the holy trinity of their gods. So the sun god, you know, like the god of the dead and some other god.
You didn't do gods in high school, did you?
We've
got Ra is the sun god.
Yep.
We've got the guy who looks like a dog who's the underworld god.
What's his name? He's Anubis. Rough. Anubis. Anubis.
Anubis.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bang. I've seen the mummy.
So they've got this holy trinity around triangles. Mm-hmm. And as a result, if you walked through or under a ladder, because it's propped up against a wall, you've got that trinity going on, that would be considered desecrating the Holy Trinity and hence disrespectful to the gods.
Wow, there you go.
So you couldn't do it. Yeah.
Don't desecrate the Trinity.
Will and Woody versus women.
Woods, you've answered five questions in the first hour. You got 1.5 points on the topic of luck. Tegan Higginbotham is in here for the second hour. Currently, Woody, she has beaten you. This is really just this is like when we play Bangladesh in the cricket and we've already won.
It's a dead rubber.
It's a best of three series and we just bring out the reserves.
I think Tegan will potentially lose a point here.
There are points to be lost. There are points to be lost. So the final question is about a guy in Australia who had a horrible accident at work. His name is Bill Morgan, right?
Okay.
He had a horrible accident at work.
What, like pants accident or? like it was a bad
one. He was hit by a truck. So
now you feel bad, don't you?
Now I feel bad.
And you're paying out the guy got hit by a truck. Saying he had a pants accident.
I wasn't going to do it to you, but
to be fair, he probably did have a pants accident as well, didn't he?
It happens. That's why your mum tells you to wear clean underwear.
That's it.
In case you get hit by a bus.
That's it.
It's a terrible not joking accident.
It's hit by a truck. He goes into hospital. He has a bad reaction to some of the medication they're using on him. He has a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Disastrous for the big fella.
Terrible day, yeah.
He then makes a miraculous recovery. Gets engaged.
That's
so he's got a wife or wife to be very shortly. And then he won a car. He won a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think happened when he went to go and picture like a current affairs show, right? He goes to go and show the current affairs team exactly what happened to him when he won the car. He walks, he's in a Tattersalls.
Oh, no. Now, this is about luck, not bad luck.
Can be both. Not saying it's either, but it can be both.
Oh, no. Now I'm worried for him because he's already had such a bad day, but now he's, you know, he's engaged.
He's back. He's had a huge recovery.
Got his car.
And he won a car. He won a car.
So he's at the Tattersalls, did you say?
Mm-hmm. He's walking in the Tattersalls. He goes, look, guys, this is how I won my car.
The Tattersalls got hit by a truck, didn't it? Is that what happened?
Straight through the front.
Just, it was like, I'm sure that that's happened in a movie somewhere or like, you know, somebody just been in there and they were like, I'll be back. And then they go, poor little bad luck, Jimmy walks in there, then boom, right through the front. Is that what happened?
Tegan, I'm going to play it for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, this is what happened to Bill Morgan when he tried to reenact to a news team that he'd just won a car.
He didn't know it, but that included an engagement, a new job, the new car, and even more good luck when we asked Bill to reenact buying his scratchy ticket.
I just won $250,000. I'm not joking.
You're not, are you?
I just won $250,000.
It's actually a good story. Oh my god.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Bill Morgan won 250 grand recounting for, I think it's like a current affair or Today Tonight or something, that he won 250 grand.
I'm so relieved because I thought that this was going to be some horrible twist.
Imagine.
No, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, a beautiful story. And also the great story about today is that Tegan Higginbotham has beaten Woody.
No, hang on.
Again.
Can I just say?
What do you want?
Can I just make a, I just want to make a claim. I think that because Tegan insulted the guy who got hit by the truck by saying he had a pants accident.
Yeah.
Just before he should be deducted half a point.
You supported me on this. He probably would have. I mean, technically it was correct.
I pull back my support completely. I think it was offensive. I think she should lose half a point. And this week has been a dead heat.
No. Oh. Appeal denied.
Yes.
Oh, but finders keepers, Your
Honour. Tegan Higginbotham. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Pleasure
to have you on Will and Woody versus Women and show us again that women are always, pretty much always, right about most things in all instances. And also,
feeling good about that.
Tegan, mate, enjoy the Comedy Festival. I know you're going to be at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Your show, Go to Hell, is at the Malthouse Theatre.
It is a really pretty theatre. The thing that's really making me happy is there's going to be food trucks there every night, a different one every night.
Wow.
It's going to be the best time of my life. So many food trucks.
Catch you guys. See you, mate. Have a good one. Bye.
Will and Woody versus Women.